We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You decide. 2019.
State Senator Amanda Chase, one of the few Republicans to come out victorious on Tuesday. So fortunate to have her today because I'm sure she has a lot on her mind. Good morning, Senator Chase.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be on this morning.
You had quite a ride. I wanted to start by a question Gary raised earlier today. He's asked me, Governor Northam says Virginia is a blue state now, and he asked me if I'd agree. I'm guessing you would disagree with that.
Well, I tell you, the voters went to the polls on Tuesday and they spoke district by district. In my heart, I still believe Virginia is a red state. We were combating redistricting that took place through a court case. You know, it was actually the people, in my opinion, based on the old redistricting that picked the predominantly red state, and through the use of judges, they were basically able to get things, the lines drawn the way they wanted it, and therefore we ended up, in my opinion, losing because of that. So I don't want people to lose heart. I don't believe we are a red state. We had a lot going
against us. Or a blue state,
with,
you mean?
Yes, with all this money being poured into Virginia races, millions of dollars. And I will tell you, I put in a constitutional amendment to keep that money out of Virginia. And I want to encourage everyone to reach out to their legislator and encourage them to allow Virginians to pick Virginia elected officials. We should not allow all this outside money coming in and influencing Virginia elections. I'm totally against that. And I will continue to introduce legislation to eliminate that practice here in Virginia.
I know you've only had a little bit of time to unpack everything from your election. Right now, when you look at specific actions that you took, issues that you focused on or strategies that you employed, what are some specific things that you would attribute your win to?
Well, first of all, I attribute my win to the people coming out to vote. And, you know, we broke it down very simply for folks. This basically came down to two very different visions for Virginia, socialism versus prosperity. And that's really what it comes down to. You know, if you look at the path, and a lot of people don't realize, the average listener, they don't see all the legislation that the GOP-controlled legislature kept from becoming the law of the land. I mean, we were the backstop. Now you don't have that anymore. Democrats have full control of the executive branch, the legislative branch, and people are going to start seeing this is not your regular Democrat, your JFK Democratic Party. We are headed down the road of socialism. Now, I remain optimist. There's an election in the House every 2 years. I have a 4-year term, but in the House in 2 years, we have another opportunity to make the change. And the Democrats have a choice here. They can go extreme and go toward the path of socialism, like Lee Carter, who is a declared socialist, who won his seat in the House of Delegates. We can head in that direction. We can flip Virginia to become a socialist state, like more like California, more like New York, implementing and allowing sanctuary cities, increasing our taxes, go very extreme. And I guarantee you, in 2 years, this entire pendulum is going to swing back and people are going to come out and vote Republican ticket in full force, and we will at least gain back our House. It's all up to the Democratic Party. If they work with Republicans and they are more measured, which I doubt is going to happen, they're going to see it at the polling place. We saw this in 2008, 2009, when Barack Obama took over as president of the United States. that, you know, independents and Republicans voted in the complete opposite direction the next go around. So I, you know, what I really want to talk to folks about this morning is November 18th. In less than 2 weeks, the General Assembly reconvenes. And if you remember, the Democrats kept saying, you know, we were there for 90 minutes and got up and left. Republicans didn't do business. Well, that was not true. We wanted to wait until after the elections to reconvene whenever everybody would be more in their, you know, right mind, so to speak, with no election. The election's behind us. We can think a little bit more clearly, and we will be addressing legislation pertaining to our Second Amendment rights. This is very, very important. So I want everyone to mark that date on their calendar, November 18th. You know, I have pledged, I've been a champion for protecting our Second Amendment rights as a concealed carry holder myself, understanding the importance of law-abiding citizens, having that ability to protect themselves. And I will speak out and voice those who have put me back in office who said, you know what, the Second Amendment is one of our most basic and fundamental constitutional rights. I will be there to let the voice be heard. You know, we don't have, I was talking to, you know, my team this morning already, and I said, you know, this is a different Virginia for the first time in 26 years. You know, there's no backstop. The Democrats have control of the Senate. We lost 2 seats in the Senate. We lost 5 seats in the House. And so we don't have that same checks and balances that we have for the past 4 years. So you're going to see some extreme legislation that Republicans can't do anything about other than to articulate and voice the opinions of the people back home who did not support this socialist agenda that the Democrats are going to be trying to shove down everyone's throat. So, you know, that's kind of where we are this morning.
Senator, the issues notwithstanding, from your perspective, what can the Republicans do as a group to try to turn the tide and kind of do better in statewide elections and in the House elections in 2 years?
So Republicans need to read the Republican creed. They need to continue the brand of limited government, not raising taxes, and stop catering to Democrats. We Republicans who vote want us to stay true to our brand and not become Democrat-like. That is the biggest mistake Republican elected officials make. We can work across the aisle, and I have done it. I passed over 13 pieces of legislation, historic legislation, significant legislation, this year alone, and had a Democrat governor sign it into law. But I'd never compromise my conservative principles. I focused on issues that had bipartisan support, like healthcare transparency cost legislation, which I championed and signed into law, coal ash cleanup, I championed, signed into law. We're going to have to, as Republicans, focus on issues that that are bipartisan. We cannot become like Democrats. We have to remain true to the Republican creed, and that's why we've had such division in the Republican Party, because we have Republican legislators who start voting like Democrats, and the people are sick of it. And that's why initially I ran for office, because, you know, I'm tired of, and you know, I don't consider myself a politician, although I'm, you know, so thankful to the people for putting me here for a second year term. I'm just a mom. I'm just a small, you know, small business owner. I don't think like a politician. I think like a mom and a small business owner, and I support term limits, and I'm going to continue every year that I'm there until it happens, introduce term limit legislation, because we as Republicans need to be Republicans and vote like Republicans.
Senator Amanda Chase is with us this morning talking about her victory as a Republican on Tuesday. Her district includes lots of Chesterfield. Senator Chase, we don't have too much time left, but I will ask you, I know you're saying you're just a mom, but I want to ask you a political question. You said before the election that you were going to run for governor in 2025, and I wonder if Tuesday's results change your thinking at all. And, you know, can you win in a state that seems to be getting more blue?
So here's my honest opinion on that. You know, I was waiting on Tuesday, you know, what are the results, like how much, you know, based on the margins, what would be the possibility of that? The people sent of the 11th senatorial district sent a clear message. They want prosperity. They don't want socialism. I do plan on fulfilling my full 4-year term in the Senate. After that, I will begin my run for governor in 2025. I do believe at that point the pendulum will swing back. People will be tired of the socialism. They'll be tired of the move in that direction, and they'll be looking for strong, consistent Republican leaders. And I hope to win that support of Virginia statewide. I believe Virginians will be so sick and tired of the left agenda to make Virginia more of a socialist state. Virginians are not, as a whole, the entire state. We are not California. We are not New York. And there are, they've been attempts by the left to make Virginia a blue state, you know, thanks to, in my opinion, this last minute, all of a sudden, we need to redistrict Virginia at the ninth hour. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And, you know, Virginians are sick of these moves. And, you know, another big thing that we haven't talked about is in 2020, we're going to be getting the census, and the new lines are going to be drawn.
Yeah, and we'll get into that more another time. Senator Chase, thank you so much. You heard it. Your plan for the next 4 years and running for governor in 2025. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.